Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Do I seem any different to you today? Do I seem a little more worldly?
I mean, no.
Oh.
But go on.
Well, I did go to Saskatchewan for the weekend.
Oh,
I was gone for 48 hours. And you know what I did on the trip there? Because I had worked. So Friday morning, I got up at 3:30 to come to work. And then I had to drive 6.5 hours to Prince Albert, Saskatchewan.
Beautiful day.
But at one point, my eyes are getting heavy and I'm like, rumble step. You know, I'm weaving back and forth on the highway, which is safe.
Of course.
So finally, I told my beautiful bride, I'm like, I think I'm going to need you to drive for a bit. And I did the move where I brought my own pillow. I jumped into the back seat of my vehicle. The back seat of my vehicle is spectacular.
Ooh, and you took a nap back there?
Oh, my God. I put my headphones in, and I listened to music, and I stared out the window. I had a little nap. It is so comfortable back there. I don't know. It's like...
I've always imagined that falling asleep, because I can't sleep in cars, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But the gentle rumble of the engine,
oh,
the little bumps on the road, it kind of would rock soothing. You to sleep a little bit.
It is.
That's why I always thought of bands on the road when they sleep in a bus. I'm like, I bet that's amazing.
It's like sleeping on a train. Just click, 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 click. It's very soothing.
It's like a built-in white noise machine.
Yeah.
Oh, it seems so nice. That's why one of my biggest fantasies in life is always to be in a motorhome going down the road. And I can just hang out in the bed in the back.
Make a sandwich.
Oh, that's the sweet life.
Yeah, but it was, I got to figure out a way where I can always ride in the back seat of my vehicle. I don't know if I could drive from back there somehow, but I sort of sit diagonally, though, from my beautiful bride so I can still make lovey-dovey mate faces to her in the mirror.
Of course.
And she can see me. Because if I sit right behind her, she won't even know I'm there.
Just go full passenger princess. That's what they call them.
Yeah.
And just sit back there, make yourself real cozy.
Oh, it was nice. I even brought a blanket with me. It was great. God, I was just living the life back there.
You just need a tea, a little light on your book.
Oh, I fell asleep for a grand total of 20 minutes, though. Rode back there for an hour, so it was nice.
That's disappointing. When you sleep for only 20 minutes, you wake up, think you're going to be at the destination?
Nope.
You're still in and you're nowhere, like, Saskatchewan.
Oh, we've still got 4 hours, I see.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, that seems like the sweet life.
It was good.
You know that show Snowpiercer or whatever, where society has to live on this constantly moving train?
Yeah.
There's a part of me where I'm like, man, sounds sweet.
I could be a snowpiercer. You wouldn't want to be one of the people at the tail of the train, though.
Yeah, you don't want to be in steerage.
No, you don't want to be back there. You want to be closer to the front, I would imagine.
I've never slept on a train either. That seems nice.
You know what, though? Can we just talk about Snowpiercer for a second and how it was bloody fantastic? And I was mocked mercilessly for loving that show. And then I watched Silo, which my wife called Snowpiercer in a silo, which it kind of is. Actually, they're the same story.
I forgot. I want to watch that show.
Which one?
Silo.
Did you watch Snowpiercer?
I saw the movie. I never saw the TV show.
The series is good. I enjoyed it. It's not going to make you any smarter, but it's pretty good.
Why is all my dreams now revolve around where I could easily sleep?
where you could have the best sleep.
I want to go, I want to give a waterbed another whirl.
Yeah? Have you ever experienced the waterbed?
When I was young.
Yeah.
I think now maybe my back wouldn't take it as well.
No.
It's probably better on paper, but yeah, all my fantasies now revolve just around places where I could get a comfortable sleep.
You know where what I visualize, and it's probably horrible, but in my mind, my best sleep will be in the captain's quarters on a pirate ship.
Oh.
You know where they're at the back there and they got the stained glass windows across, and it's a dark and stormy night and there's thunder and lightning and that, but I'd probably be barfing my guts out. But in my mind, that's where the best sleep is.
I wonder if it's like that on a cruise. Mm. Do you feel the gentle rock of the ocean?
Yeah, I guess if the boat's big enough, you might not realize you're rocking, but
yeah.
I don't know.
That's where a pirate ship would be better because you would feel the ocean waves.
Yeah. Pirate ship or an old steam engine, but you have the nice sleeper, the private, you know, not one of those curtains you just pull across and you lay on a mattress that's as thick as an envelope. No, you got to have your own private little room with the bed in it.
Have you ever seen some of those old movies where it's like a pirate ship is going across the ocean and all the crew members are just on hammocks?
Yeah, that would suck.
What?
I don't want to be down there. Can you imagine what that would smell like,
oh,
too?
Oh, yeah. The smell would be rough.
Barf.
But just sleeping on a hammock on a boat?
Oh,
that's the sweet life.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
We should start a countdown and we just do the top 10 countdown of best places to sleep.
What about one of the bays inside of a lube city?
In a hammock?
Yeah.
Underneath the car. Like you could hang, they already have a safety net there. Is that a safety net or is that a hammock?
Can it be both?
I guess it could be.
There's only one way to find out.
Go to Lube City and ask. I'm not recommending you go there and just pop into that hammock net thing. Yeah. No, don't do that.
They might say no. They are the experts.
Yeah, and it's all about safety over there at Lube City.
Oh, they don't play around.
They have 27 locations in Alberta. You can find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
I find it really baffling that a sandwich shop would discontinue straight up yellow mustard for their sandwiches.
It's a top tier condiment.
Like, what is going on over there?
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
So we were talking, so this is not official, but there's talk of Costco in the US now making you have a membership in order to buy a hot dog. I didn't know that you didn't have to have a membership to go in there and get a dog.
Yeah, apparently you could just walk in off the streets and get some food. So they're saying no more.
Yeah.
You got to be a member to dine here.
Would that be enough to get you to buy a Costco membership? Or would you just be like, smell you later, Costco. We've had a good run.
They're pretty good hot dogs.
I just asked you the question too. Like, if something little were to go away, what would what would be devastating to you if it disappeared? Somebody said, I would pass away if lip sauce wasn't a thing anymore. Put me down like Lassie. And then I asked the question, what is lip sauce? Oh, is that a typo? Is that supposed to be HP sauce? That makes way more sense.
Oh, I would have guessed it was some kind of lip balm.
Yeah.
But I mean, HP sauce also makes perfect sense.
It's fantastic. You put that on some eggs? Oh, that's great. Somebody else said, if the bus stop right in front of my house went away, I would be devastated. Can you imagine, like, if you are a person who takes the bus and you have a bus stop right in front of your house, you can stay inside until the last possible second so you don't, A, freeze to death, and B, more importantly, you don't have to make small talk with strangers at the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty good.
That would be a pretty hard left turn in your life.
Yeah. How about you? If something disappeared tomorrow, what would you find devastating?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I'm Garner. That's Bryce. Have we uncovered a mystery on the show today? The whole Subway. I read this a few minutes ago. It said, I went to Subway in Bonnyville. They told me yellow mustard was discontinued. I was shocked. I still feel like I was being tricked. I have to rethink going to Subway if that's true. When we read that, poof, the text machine blew up. Everybody reporting in. Oh no, it's true. They tried to get yellow mustard too, and they were told it does not exist here anymore.
Wow. I mean, they are sandwich artists there, so maybe they, on their authority, have decided that maybe a Dijon would be better, or maybe it's a nice honey mustard.
No. I think that Dijon mustard people, honey mustard people, they will eat yellow mustard in a pinch. But a yellow mustard person isn't going to settle for Dijon or honey mustard. They won't.
This is just them trying to elevate your tastes.
Yeah.
I don't get mustard on my subs anyway, so I couldn't be less affected.
Subway, what are you doing?
It's too overpowering a condiment.
No. It's like yellow mustard it's not like it's an obscure condiment. It's not like yellow mustard is horseradish or HP sauce or chipotle. It's a top tier, top shelf condiment. Yellow mustard, it's not Connor McDavid or Austin Matthews, but it's certainly a Zach Hyman or a Mitch Marner condiment, you know? Highly functioning. Everybody knows what it is. Everybody wants a little piece of it.
Frankly, I'm appalled that there's not more trust in the sandwich artist.
Yeah.
Trust the process.
Somebody else pointed this one out, too. Is this true? Wendy's breakfast combo comes with pop, not juice. It's extra for juice. I asked the manager how much pop she gives her kids at breakfast. What was the answer? So that seems a little odd that if the breakfast combo comes with pop instead of juice.
Also, remember, the people working the tills aren't the one making the decisions there, exactly. So you don't need to talk to them like that.
Yeah, you can kind of lay off a bit, yeah. I think. Anyway, so that's, I guess, yellow mustard has disappeared from Subway. How are you going to deal with it? The reason we're talking about this is we've started discussing, if something small disappeared tomorrow, what would you find devastating? Sean said, mine already happened. They discontinued the cologne I've used for 20 years. Now I have to change my signature smell.
Ooh.
I bought enough stock to last me a few more years, but the end is near.
Wow, signature smell.
Uh-huh.
That would be a devastating loss.
Yeah. Do you stock up on the things you like, just in case?
No, not really.
No?
No, maybe I should.
Yeah, I stock up on very specific... Like, there's certain socks that I really like. I'll always have a few packages of those. Very specific underpants that I like. I've always got a 3-pack of those ready to go in my dresser drawer.
You know what? I do. Cherry Coke Zero.
You always have that on standby?
Yeah. Sometimes it's at the store, sometimes it's not. So I always got to make sure. If it's there, I better grab one just in case.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Everybody's chiming in now on... apparently Subway doesn't have yellow mustard anymore. Like, they won't put it on your sub for you, but apparently they do have packets of it. So now you have to take apart your sub and put it on yourself. You know, the way the pioneers had to. Somebody texted and said, my wife would drink yellow mustard right out of the bottle. She has an addiction for it. No more Subway for her, I guess. Is that like a party trick, or like, do you ever just come home at night, come into the kitchen and she's standing in front of the fridge just guzzling yellow mustard out of the bottle? Somebody else said, we're just talking about those little things that if they disappeared tomorrow, you'd be devastated. Somebody said, with Body Shop closing down, I will never get my coconut body butter again. So I wrote back and I said, are you stocking up on the coconut body butter? And they said, our local store is already sold out of it. And they've shut down their website. Ooh. Somebody else said peach drink at Arby's. It was just gone one day. Unbelievable. Well, at least they still have the meats. You know what? Maybe we should need to change this conversation into what are you stocking up on? You know, what are you hoarding in case it does go away one day?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This is a show that stars you. We're talking about the thing. Maybe you are stocking up. Maybe you're hoarding. Just in case that thing you love so much just disappeared one day. Apparently, yellow mustard gone from Subway. I don't know if this is everywhere. And you can still get it. But it's like in a little packet, so you have to take your sub apart and put it in there yourself. Somebody said, things I wished I stocked up on. Bugles. They are and were a key part of the nuts and bolts I make every Christmas. I just about paid $55 for 2 bags of black market Bugles this past December before my kids talked me off the ledge. Yeah, I think Bugles are back, though, aren't they? Somebody else said, I stocked up on Nando's Piri Piri sauce from Costco because they didn't have it for months last year. It's so expensive at regular stores. Now I'm low-key addicted to it. What are you stocking up on? 10029. Text the show. I was saying earlier, I have a very specific brand of socks that I really like sporting socks, little ankle socks, that I got to have these specific ones. So I always have a package in my dresser drawer. And my favorite underpants is always got to have a pack of those on standby.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly and you and your tale of running into celebrities in the wild. We're going to get back to that in just a few minutes here. I mentioned a few minutes ago the Dagwood, the good old Dagwood sandwich. It's a mountain of a sandwich. Rarely, if ever, does somebody successfully summit the Dagwood. Have you ever summited one?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not a baby.
You didn't die on the way down?
No, Safeway, they have a few different sizes, and one of them is, it's probably the size of a prosthetic leg.
It's huge.
That one's massive.
That's the one I was looking at yesterday in the Safeway in Lloydminster, and I like to say I was tempted for a moment to buy that and eat that, but can you imagine the disaster your car would be if you tried to eat that thing on the road?
I can't imagine it. I made the mistake once. I was driving through the United States, and I got a foot-long sub to eat on the road. It was a huge mistake.
Huge. It's like you almost have to pull over and just burn your car on the side of the road. Forget about it. Just tear the license plate off and start it on fire.
Yeah, if you're a fan of getting lettuce and onions all over everything, then go with that.
JT texted and said, sometimes you have to smash a Dagwood. It's a dag good time. That's good stuff, JT. I wrote back and I'm like, have you ever eaten the whole thing? And whoever JT is said, in my younger days, I could devour a whole Dagwood sandwich without a second thought. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's more of a shared centerpiece during family outings. Times have sure changed, huh? Yes. It's a family sandwich.
Well, because when you're 18, you don't know the damage those carbs are going
to
do.
Oh, no. No, you don't have to say sorry, hips, before you eat a Dagwood when you're 18. JT did include a haiku to the Dagwood.
Oh, beautiful.
Layers upon layers, Dagwood towers tempt the taste. Feast shared with loved ones.
Oh, wow.
Did you write that, or is that just something off the internet?
There's no haiku better than a sandwich haiku. That's what I always say.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Quickly here, celebrities in the wild. Do you want to hear one of these?
Always.
I met Alexis on Fire at the Rosalind Hotel on the north side. They were having breakfast. I was sat next to them. Okay.
They're nice boys.
The Rosalind Hotel. Where is that? What is that?
Last summer when Alexis on Fire was here, I saw George just strolling down White Avenue. I was on a patio. About to wave him in, but...
Oh, yeah?
He looked like he had a head full of steam walking down the road.
And what if you had been rejected?
Ooh, that was the real fear.
Here's another one. I once met Billy Corgan in the 90s. He was at a bar I was at. I had just enough wobbly pops to walk up to him, annoyed that he was, quote, pretending to be who he was to get girls. Then in an instant, I realized he was who he said he was. He was nice and bought me a drink and had a little laugh at my expense. You should have seen how fast security appeared. I can't imagine.
That's probably the hardest part of being a celebrity that you don't hear about is when you're out and about and drunk people come up to you.
And don't believe, and you've got to pull out your wallet and prove that you're William Corgan.
And then rarely do they leave you alone after that, too.
Yeah. It's lose-lose for the celebrity.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
My name's Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly sitting right over there. Just making weird, intense eye contact.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Ugh. He keeps staring right into my eyes and talking in his ASMR voice.
Are you tired from the time change?
No.
I'm actually not either. I survived this one. The key is to sleep terribly all weekend long. And then you don't even notice.
Well, or did I unlock how to go through this time change? Go to Saskatchewan.
Well, you did the time change on Friday then, technically.
Yes. So I got a day under my belt already.
This is something I've been saying for a while. Why do the time change on the Saturday night? Do it on the Friday night so people have an extra day to adjust. But then I saw a video of a guy saying, do the time change on Friday afternoons because then everyone gets an hour off work.
Or you have to work an hour longer.
Ooh, I guess I didn't think of that. In the fall, that's a bummer.
You got to put that hour in the bank in order to get it back.
Okay, that's a good point. All right, Friday nights is when it should be.
I went way back in time this weekend, too, and I almost texted you a picture of me. But then I thought, no, that's mean. But Friday night, I was sitting in my my beautiful, beautiful bride's mom's house. And I was in charge of finding something to watch on TV. And she handed me the newspaper.
No way. Did they sell the TV guide in there?
Yes, they've got the TV guide and the newspaper. So I had to go through. And then I'm like, well, why don't I just hit the menu button on the remote? She's got that. But yet she still likes to look at it in the newspaper.
Wow, I didn't know they still printed that in there.
Every single day she tears it out. She's got the little newspaper listing for that night.
Those were simpler times.
It was a trip back in time. And that's why I'm so refreshed this morning. That's why. It was all my time in Saskatchewan.
I didn't miss the TV guide days.
So do I. Yeah. I didn't run into any celebrities.
In Prince Albert?
No, not a single one. Not a single one. Not like the people who listen to this show are just constantly running into A-list Hollywood legends. Like this one, right? I don't know who this person is, but they texted, I was traveling to Australia, had a layover at LAX.
Ooh, no big deal.
I stopped at an exchange kiosk to get some Aussie dollars. I was leaving the kiosk and was distracted putting my money away when I turned and bumped into an older man. I apologized and he said, no problem, and walked away. I realized as he was walking away that I had just literally bumped into Dustin Hoffman.
Ooh, Dustin Hoffman. That's pretty impressive.
I mean, it's no Al Pacino, but...
Dustin Hoffman. I feel like if he hit that guy hard enough... Some security goon would come in there and give you a black eye.
Somebody else said, I used to work at 7-Eleven in Calgary, had the pleasure of meeting, Tegan Quinn and her mom. 3 days later, I got to meet Sarah, also with her mom.
Wow, Tegan and Sarah going to the 7-Eleven.
With the mom on different occasions. God, they must love taquitos.
Taquitos and Slurpees.
Yeah.
They get it.
How about you? Ever run into anyone, you, Bryce Kelly, I'm looking at you now, It's that intense eye contact. Ever run into a celebrity in the wild?
Last year, I was flying to Phoenix. I was in the Calgary airport, and the entire Calgary Flames team went through security
at the exact
same customs the same time as me. That was pretty wild.
Everyone probably thought you were an NHLer.
Yeah, there was NHL players in front of me and behind me in the security line, and I'm like, everyone's going to think I'm one of them.
Were you listening to the chitter-chatter? Were they talking to each other, or do they hate each other's guts?
They were not chatting.
No?
And they are pretty efficient at going through security, I'll tell you that much. Pro athletes, they know what they're doing.
Well, they probably got Nexus.
Oh, they had slip-on shoes and easy-to-connect belts. And
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Still some celebrities in the wild sightings coming in here. This one, my friend and I had just started walking the seawall in Stanley Park, Vancouver, when we realized we were passing by... He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. Roy Kent. What's his real name? I don't even know.
Doesn't even matter.
No. That's a good one.
From Ted Lasso? That's rock solid. Who doesn't love Roy Kent?
Everybody loves Roy Kent. You hate him at first, but you come around on Roy Kent. Back in the 80s, Steven Tyler approached my sister and I in West Edmonton Mall, told us that he loved our style. Such a cool moment.
Who was that?
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Oh.
How old would Steven Tyler have been at the time? How old were you at the time?
I always think of him just walking around Taste of Edmonton.
I know.
Those few years ago.
And then quite often when you see pictures of Steven Tyler when he's out in the wild, he sort of looks like an eccentric old lady.
He does.
He kind of has that look to him. And then you go, no, that's the guy from Aerosmith.
I like the one Chad Kroger at a Staples in Abbotsford, BC.
What? I didn't see that.
Imagine there you're buying 3-ring binders and all of a sudden the guy from Nickelback is standing beside you.
He's looking for a hole punch. What is Chad Kroger buying at Staples? I need to know. One more here. Last time I was in Vegas, I was leaving a men's room. When I yanked open the door, I found Chuck Norris standing there with his hand outstretched, reaching for the handle.
Ooh.
You are lucky that Chuck Norris was not holding onto that handle when you yanked, or your arm would have come right off. and it would have slapped you senseless before it gave you an atomic wedgie.
Standing on the other side of a door that Chuck Norris is on is a recipe. What if he kicks that door down?
I know.
Kicks it off his hinges, and all of a sudden, boom, you got a door in the face.
Yeah, you're going to get a face full of door.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Whoever you are, you're a genius, because this makes sense to me. And there's probably, people will argue about it, but this person just texted in and said, why does everyone complain about time change and how everyone's so destroyed all week long? But no one ever complains about the jet lag when you fly in from Vancouver. Yeah, that's so true. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. On the topic of running into celebrities in the wild, this would be a good one. But my expectations would be high. I once saw Tony Hawk and his kids in O'Hare Airport, complete with skateboards. I was extremely disappointed when they didn't grind on the luggage carousel. Simon. I'd be expecting it.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.